A diet of chocolate and potatoes is probably not the most balanced ration one can eat, but during World War II, it meant survival for this family. It was all this young man could provide for those close to him. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
As 1941 turned to 42, Serge Kreisberg and his family were Romanian Jews living in the town of Cinote, occupied by the Germans. Many Jews from the area had already been shipped to work camps or outright shot to death. For those Jews still in the city, travel was restricted, and each could be easily identified.
You were wearing a Jewish yellow star when you walked out, and my father could go to the factory and from the factory.
Serge's father was allowed to work at the textile factory he once owned in exchange for his life. At the age of 10, Serge became the family's breadwinner, earning money by collecting and selling copper pots. It was just enough to keep the family fed.
So we were able to buy some potatoes. It's really funny, but we were eating potatoes and chocolate. Before the war, my father bought a big crate of chocolate, because we knew that chocolate doesn't spoil.
The odd combination of chocolate and potatoes sustained the family. The Russians eventually regained the ground around the city of Cinote. The change of sides did not bring a relief in conditions, though.
They had a basic concept that if you survived the war, you probably were allied, you did something for the Germans. So they took all young people, even some of them that just returned from those labor camps, they grabbed them off the street, they put them on a truck, and they used to send them as cannon fodder in front of the troops.
The full interview is on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.